What a week. I mean, I think something like 99.9% of people who have ever bought Bitcoin are in profit right now. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. This week, we will discuss some more endlessly bullish Bitcoin news, how Ethereum 2.0 is almost here and its potential effects on the price, and how massive government incompetence continues to wreak havoc on our society. To check out the links to all of the articles we discuss, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 55 different cryptocurrencies. On Crypto.com's mobile app, you can buy crypto with bank transfers, credit, debit cards, or crypto at true cost with no markups. Crypto.com also has a desktop exchange that is solely for crypto-to-crypto trading, which isn't available in the US quite yet. If you use the link below to sign up for Crypto.com, you'll receive $25 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. It's so important to have relationships with multiple exchanges in this bull market. Many times, exchanges have to hold funds, freeze transactions, and lock accounts when they are overloaded with increased demand. So check out my list of recommended exchanges below to sign up so you have multiple options to trade when the crypto market really starts to take off, which it has done this week. Also, every Wednesday I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything at instagram.com/CryptoCasey. So use the link to my one and only official Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. And one more piece of exciting news, I will be starting to live stream content on my twitch.tv/CryptoCasey account. So pop over there to subscribe for some weekly live content. We will be doing a Crypto Today broadcast where we discuss market movements and news that happened over the last 24 hours. We will be doing a Gin and Gems broadcast where I review altcoin projects live over a cocktail to determine which projects are gems and which projects are junk. And finally, we will be doing some live gaming just for fun and to hang out. So use the link to my Twitch account to subscribe now. Awesome. Last Week Crypto, execute. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap over the past week, Bitcoin up 14.2%, ETH finally waking up 13.2%, XRP, my god, up a staggering 53.1%, and Chainlink up 16.8%. Nice. Looking at the top gainers this week, Sushi up 63.5%, Waves up 54.3%, XRP top market cap and top gainer up 53.1%, like I said before, and Urine.finance making a comeback, up 43.3%. So we've had incredible performance in the crypto markets this week. Take note that bulls make money, pigs make money, but bears will be slaughtered. Hashtag alt season 2020. Where are all the bears at? Y'all better watch out because the bulls are in town. Savage Sven Henrik depicts the life of short sellers since March 23rd, 2020 in this tweet. Oh man. That's gotta hurt. I think it's safe to say we are officially at the beginning of a bull market cycle, as Bitcoin is surging in 2020 and nearing its all-time high. Here's why. Increasing institutional adoption. Third Bitcoin halving happened in May. And if you want to learn more about the halving event, check out my video guide about it by clicking on the link above. Wall Street figures soften their rhetoric. PayPal and Square buy in. Pandemic stimulus. And if you've been tuning in to check out these weekly crypto news videos, you were already privy to all of that information. Another reason to add to that list from Friday, Bitcoin soars again after BlackRock says it could replace gold. BlackRock's chief investment officer of fixed income, Rick Ryder, said in a CNBC interview that Bitcoin is here to stay. Do I think it's a durable mechanism that could take the place of gold to a large extent? Yeah, I do, because it's so much more functional than passing a bar of gold around, Ryder said. The endorsement from BlackRock, which manages nearly $8 trillion in assets, is the latest sign of validation of Bitcoin from the mainstream financial world. Awesome. We've got more reasons Bitcoin continues to surge. What do Mexico's second wealthiest billionaire and Arya Stark have in common? Y'all already know. Bitcoin, baby. Casey, the price of Bitcoin is too high to buy in right now. I'm waiting for a pullback. Well, bears might want to stay in their caves because bulls like Grayscale added 10,550 Bitcoin to their holdings in the last 24 hours. Hashtag stack sats. And Bitcoin Batman's Robin, Ether trades above $500 for the first time since July 2018. Casey, the price of Ether is too high to buy in right now. I'm waiting for a pullback. Well, bears. ETH could run from $500 to $800, similar to how Bitcoin ran from 14K to 18K. It's certainly possible, but let's pacify some bears with a bearish possibility. Because if you've been watching my videos, you know that the Ethereum 2.0 rollout will take about 2 years. Negative impact on price? In a recent Ask Me Anything session on Reddit, Vitalik Buterin states that in his opinion, the Beacon Chain will start on December 1st. But the rollout of ETH 2.0 is an ongoing process that will keep Ethereum busy for the next 2 years. He also pointed out that this does not mean a delay or delay in any way for the components of ETH 2.0, but is part of the whole migration from ETH 1.0 to ETH 2.0. So I think there are a lot of people that assume once ETH 2.0 officially launches, there will be some easily distinguishable magic moment, like a discernible change or climax following, but there really won't be. It will launch, and then for the next few years, development of ETH 2.0 will continue. So sure, we could see a flop in price following the ETH 2 launch hype. By the way, what is the status of the launch? Launch of Ethereum 2.0 threatens to fail. Only 18.7% allocated in the deposit contract. The deposit contract for phase 0 of Ethereum 2.0 only contains 98,304 ETH of the required 524,288 ETH. So will enough Ether be staked in time before November 24th? I'm not gonna lie, I'm a bit bearish on that outlook right now. Today, at the time of this recording on November 21st, we are only at about 38%. However, in the past 2 days alone, we have seen a major spike in the amount of Ether staked, with about 52,000 ETH staked on the 20th. My guess is that not enough ETH will be staked in time for a December 1st launch. We shall see though. I've been wrong before, and crypto is full. Absolutely teeming with surprises, good and bad. If we have a failure to launch, we could see a price pullback that presents more buying opportunities. But if we manage to secure enough ETH to launch, I expect a sharper, faster price increase. Either way, the best strategy when investing in the crypto market is dollar cost averaging, where you buy a set amount of crypto at a set frequency, like $25 per week, for example, regardless of the price. Don't try to time the crypto markets, guys. You will inevitably lose. It's literally gambling. And as the value of cryptocurrencies increase, you need to make sure you are migrating your cryptocurrency off of exchanges and onto cold storage hardware wallets. The best time to get a cold storage hardware wallet was yesterday. The next best time is today. So scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option is the Ledger Nano Backup Pack. So scroll down and check them out. Awesome. Well, it's getting to the point where it's almost reckless not to diversify into Bitcoin to protect yourself. Because we're working really hard as a species to make every disaster movie plot come true. I mean, come on, guys, let's be honest with ourselves. This is the civilization we have created. That's the best we can do. Now take us to your leader. Well, there's no denying that our current leadership is a woefully incompetent government. Look at what the Fed has unleashed, a junk market. I saw on my Bloomberg today that we are up to 20% of publicly listed companies labeled as zombies, defunct without government support. And these stocks are up 16% month to date, and 2 times what strong balance sheet firms have done. A junk rally in the making. Nice. Good job, feds. You're killing it. Because nothing sets up an economy better for future innovation, growth, and efficiency than junking it up with zombie companies, bloating it with debt, and inducing a historic asset bubble producing hyper wealth inequality. We are from the US Federal Reserve, and we're here to help. Thanks for the help. Very much appreciated. Thanks to all of that help, inflation may be about to pick up sharply. Lovely. You need to hedge against a hyperinflating dollar, and Bitcoin is an option. You also need to protect your ability to generate income, and there are a ton of opportunities currently available in the cryptocurrency and blockchain tech space. And the opportunities will continue to exponentially increase. This bull run will be a massive job creation event for the Bitcoin economy. So if you're interested in learning how to become a developer in the industry or learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain, the best and pretty much only resource available to my knowledge is Ivanon Tech's Academy. Using the link below, you can gain access to the Academy at a discounted price. Now is a good time to start considering ditching your job for a fulfilling mission to fix money. Join forces with Savage Finn Henrik, Northman Trader, who tweets, "I could just shut up and focus on trading and technicals." And many do, and I guess that's fine. However, I see a global financial system that's horrifically broken and it's tearing society apart. So no, I won't shut up, and I'll keep pointing out realities others won't. Someone has to. Things won't change until the architects of these policies that contribute so much to these issues are confronted with the results of their policies. Unfortunately, they are not, and the media keeps treating them with soft gloves, and the people are voiceless with no say. It's sad. But if we can change finance for the better, we can change the world for the better. And I believe that it's possible, and we can do it, and we will, because we are right now by educating ourselves about new opportunities afforded to us by innovation and technology, taking advantage of these opportunities, and sharing the Bitcoin gospel with other people to drive adoption. Hopefully. If you're not telling your friends, family, and loved ones about Bitcoin, start. Like right now. Because I know my fellow Americans don't want to be listening to some crazy political garbage your uncle is touting at the Thanksgiving table this Thursday. So I challenge you to change the subject to crypto. Well, that was Last Week Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all the articles we discussed, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. So do you guys think enough ETH will be staked for a December 1st 2.0 launch? Will Bitcoin finally reach all-time highs this week? Do you accept your mission to bring up Bitcoin at Thanksgiving? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.